Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You know, I am a little tired, and I'm sorry about that. I took the red eye flight here. I had a friend suggest to me, he said, take the red eye. I was like, why? He's like, take the red eye. I'm like, why? He's like, well, you get to fly at night, then you sleep, and then boom, you wake up, you're there. You have a beautiful restorative rest in a tube of farts in the sky. And then you wake up, and then you're there.
September 17th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope everybody is doing well, had a good night's sleep, or maybe you had a good work shift and you're just getting off now. I don't know your life. You don't know mine.
106.5 The End.
The wake up call.
So AI is rapidly, faster than I think any of us realize, molding our culture and our news cycles and our future. But one area that I was definitely not anticipating was our vocabulary.
Oh.
Florida State University did some research to find out that artificial intelligence is changing how people speak in everyday conversations. The study said that 22 million words were examined from tech and science podcasts recorded before them. I'll spare you all the details. What they're basically finding out is the more that we use AI to write things for us that we think are totally fine, which I am one of those people that think that it is totally fine. Emails, some text messages, all kinds of stuff. Not anything you need to turn in for a grade or anything like that. But like, if you just want to send an email to somebody, have AI do it. I think it's fine. But what they're finding is AI is smarter than us and it has a bigger vocabulary. So people are starting to use words that they do not have in their everyday life. Like they're not vernacular, if you know what that means. Like okay. The kind of words you usually say. And they're kind of making us sound smarter, such as words like delve.
Okay.
That's a word that people usually don't say, and people are now saying it a lot. Boost, surpass, garner. These are all words that AI are making come out of our own mouths, because sometimes you'll have AI prepare a report that you have to give to everybody in the office, and the word garner will come up. And there's probably some people just that kind of tilt their head being like, that person doesn't talk like that. And I've thought about this for a while, not with AI. And I don't mean this in any sort of confrontational way, but I've often found this when you talk to somebody who's real religious-y.
Oh.
And like, you're talking to them about religion, out of nowhere, they'll say words like begot. Oh. And it's like, you don't say that word ever.
That one is pretty Old Testament.
Yeah, but or upon. Like, get out of here with that. It's kind of like when I talk to my mom and she interjects a word with an Italian accent out of nowhere.
Okay. I don't like this.
What don't you like about it?
Because I'm not somebody that ever uses AI for anything.
You're missing out.
Am I?
Kevin, do you?
Not often.
Really?
I like to think for myself.
Oh, you're missing out too.
Yeah.
It's great.
But I don't think I need it.
Nope.
And you'd be shocked.
I don't think I need it because when I am trying to be especially businessy,
yeah,
I do use these words. I mean, me saying like to garner sympathy absolutely is in my vocabulary. You know?
But only when you're trying to sound like serious, Katie.
It's when I am trying to show that I have a command for the English language. And I do.
So AI is making you look bad.
AI is making me look like I'm faking it.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
You look like you use AI.
Right. And I don't. And I want credit for that. What? Now everybody's trying to dull my sparkle.
Do you do that too, Kevin? Do you use words that are above your pay grade that you typically do when you're trying to sound smart?
No, I sound more like corporate and bitchy.
Corporate and bitchy?
Yeah.
Those two feel like
please refer back to my email. We'll circle it back next time.
Yeah.
Following up like that type of bitchy.
That's Kevin.
Yeah.
That's absolutely Kevin.
If I can use big words, they know that's not me.
But do you say, I don't think you say those. I've seen emails you've written like that.
Oh, no, I've say it.
You say it
but
too?
But you're just not on those emails.
If somebody is, let's say they're being pushy with him.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily.
Yes.
He will be that way in
but
person.
But he's typing it out. He's not saying
it. No, he'll say it in person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be there for that when that happens. We used to work with a woman. Well, we used to work for a woman who was like the queen of big corporate-y words. And she would say things. She's the only person who has always talked like this. But now that I think about it, if you went back in time and told me she's AI, like in real life.
Oh, my God.
I would believe it.
She would use corporate terms to the point where you didn't even know what she was talking about anymore.
Completely lost.
Because it's like, that is not how human beings speak.
Right. But then if you found out, though, later that, like, yeah, so the CEO of the company just asked, you know, a ChatGPT in real life, ChatGPT IRL, okay, to lead this meeting, I would be like, wow, these robots are getting very lifelike.
I kind of wish people think I'd like them to think I was AI. Like, I'm just so good that I cannot be human.
Yeah, me too. I wish they thought that about you too.
Do you guys not think that when I am being business Katie?
You're very good at it.
I'm very good at it. I'm the one that has to write up all the emails right. that get sent to corporate and stuff.
Whenever something happens behind the scenes and it involves all three of us or two of us or something like that, and if somebody trying to make us look bad or like we didn't do our job, we always go, oh, Katie, can you handle you this gotta, one?
Yeah, yeah. And I say things like, it's come to our attention.
Oh, yeah, big yeah. time. Circling back,
yeah.
we still haven't heard a reply.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then they're just going like, oh, here she goes again with the ChatGPT IRL.
God damn it.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so if you're obese and if you have diabetes, I've got some good news. Well, maybe not good news, but I've got some news that at the very least will make you feel a little less like, oh, man, this is all my fault. Because according to new research, it may not be your fault. Yeah, Kevin, okay. I think you're really going to like this. Okay, because you have undiagnosed diabetes.
Uh-huh, and morbidly obese.
And morbidly
obese, yep. Okay.
That's a word that describes Kevin. Morbidly. More bubbly, but morbidly. It's because of rising temperatures. Climate change is making us fatter.
What?
Yes. Let me go over some of the research here. So the study found that warmer weather leads to increased consumption of sugary beverages and frozen desserts, totaling more than 100 million additional pounds of sugar annually compared to just 15 years ago. Sugar intake rises as temperatures climb between 54 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit. And then, I mean, this is crazy. According to this one lead researcher, quote, climate change is shaping what you eat and how you eat, and it is having a very negative impact on our health. Kevin!
See? It's not my fault!
This is not your fault!
Right!
It's because of gas-guzzling cars!
Yes!
And pollution!
Yes!
Not enough wind turbines!
Yes!
Kevin.
Wow.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like it's not my fault, so you can't control what is not your fault. You know?
No, you could definitely control this.
There's how? No, it's hot weather. I need my slushy stat.
Okay, what?
Slushies. It's the drink of the summer.
Okay, well.
It's the drink of the summer.
Every
summer.
If we're concerned about disease and obesity,
mm-hmm.
if it's hot,
yes.
you could drink water.
That doesn't quench your thirst.
Right. Yeah.
It hydrates you, yeah.
Okay, well...
But you're still thirsty.
Right.
Okay.
You're being mean.
Are you yeah. saying that if you have a sugary slushy, your thirst is quenched? Because I feel yeah. like the more sugary something is, when you eat an ice cream, do you not need water?
No, I need another ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Gotta wash it down. What do you do to wash it down?
Right.
Kevin, I have your back.
Thank you.
On this.
Finally, I'm seen.
I have everyone's back. What is he supposed to do? He's just a boy.
Right.
He's just a boy.
He's 31.
Well, yeah. He's 31 in a boy's head.
He's right. 31. And you know what? I would like to put an age cap on slushies. I think it's time. I cannot take an adult man seriously who drinks a drink that has where one end of the straw is a tiny little spoon.
Wow.
Sorry.
Tell that to 7-Eleven Slurpee Day.
You know
how many men go there?
Right.
So many.
I'm going to tell you this, too. She's verging on racism right now.
Right. I don't think that's true.
What quenches your thirst more than anything? Boba.
Yes, don't get me started on those bobas.
Because boba not only quenches your thirst and rehydrates you, but it also gives you a little sneaky snack.
Yes.
It's got a spoon on the end of it sometimes.
Isn't there like sugar-free boba?
Ew. Who eats that?
Right.
I guess. No, you get 120% sweetness, please.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's hot out.
Yeah.
You're somebody who hates the sun.
I do.
You've said it many times.
I cannot wait till it gets cold.
You.
I'm going to get so cozy. We're going to get so cozy.
You long for the day when the sun burns out.
No.
And that's not going to happen in our lifetimes. Knock on wood. So, in the meantime,
yeah,
this boy is trying to just stay alive right. in this hot, hot climate. He's not a government yet, knock on wood.
Okay.
And, like, he can't fight climate change all on his own.
Not by myself.
So, in the meantime, the only thing he can do is just be diabetic.
Right, and obese.
I was just going to say, the only thing he can do is just be a fatso.
It's called obesity.
Sorry.
And it's an epidemic that is related to climate change.
What was it?
More bubbly.
More bubbly.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Then you call 916 909 1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. And we're going to start with somebody where there's a lot on the line.
Ooh.
Good morning, Blair.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your engagement. When is the wedding?
We don't know yet.
Okay,
whenever
good.
We decide to.
Okay, right. Good. Okay. Good, good.
Okay, I love the name Blair already.
I love the name Blair, too.
Okay.
Okay, so Blair, what is your current last name?
My current last name is Garner.
Blair Garner.
Yes.
I find Garner to be a masculine last name.
Oh, really? I think Blair Garner sounds like she was in John Hughes movies with Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, as a male actor.
No.
Sorry.
Wow, I'm sorry, Blair.
Blair, I like the name Blair because I like somewhat boyish names for girls. However, you got to have an effeminate last name that
Garner
goes with it.
The only girl you know is a woman.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Jennifer? what could be your last name?
Pullman.
Oh, it's even more masculine.
Okay. What has the word man in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm...
And I know Bill. Bill?
Will? William?
And his son, whatever his name is.
What is your fiance's first name?
James
Pullman's a good name.
Or James Garner?
No, James Pullman's a good name.
Wow, I have to say, I think this would be a downgrade.
Pullman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
No, I agree. Given the two choices, unless you want to combine them together.
Garner Pullman?
No. Like Parmer.
Pullman?
Parner?
No.
No?
Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
That's what gay couples do.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, you hear that, LGBT community?
Okay, you need to have two last names to go together. What word did you just say?
Parner.
Okay.
Bill Parner? All right, so that will be a downgrade. We don't recommend it. Thank you so much for calling, Blair. Let's talk to Dana. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
All right, what's your maiden name?
Thomas.
Dana Thomas.
I mean, kind of forgettable, Dana.
It's strawberry jam.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you're great and everything, but...
Right.
I don't know.
It's not raspberry.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And what's your married name?
Swarovski.
Ooh!
Dana Swarovski.
Are you wearing Swarovski crystals?
I wish I was related.
Do you know who Dana Swarovski sounds like? An old ballerina.
I was going to say ice skater.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing. And not that you're old, it's just that you have to retire so young.
Yeah.
Like a football player or a Marine.
Your body can't take much more. You started at such a young age.
Exactly. Too. I think that was a huge upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade.
Huge upgrade. Congratulations on that. Wow. And your gold medals.
Yes.
Let's talk to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Ha.
Ha.
Were you laughing at us or saying hello?
I was saying hi.
Where are you from originally, Sarah?
I was born and raised in Sacramento.
Are we faking an accent?
Yeah,
What's happening?
I love it. Keep it up.
All right.
Don't stop. She doesn't want people to know who she is, but she's about to give us her name. What's your maiden name?
My main name was Holster.
Holster.
Sarah Holster. All right. Okay. You sound like somebody.
It's going along with the accent.
You married the sheriff. The sheriff died, and then you took over as sheriff.
Oh.
A female sheriff. Sheriff Jester's coming in here. Where? She's a Sheila right over there. A girl. And then you go, who's a girl? And then you pound a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, you do that, and you go,
I love that. You
mean woman.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your married name?
My married name is Johnson Holster, which means penis holster.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, I just want to make something clear, just so I know what's going on.
Yeah, well, you think we would get more of those.
Okay, so was all of this a ruse just to hit us with the hilarious hee-hee of Johnson Holster?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Like, she thought... This is going to be worth it.
The time and energy, first of all, had to think of it. Thought, can't use my regular voice. Gotta use an accent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope Sarah's not even a real name.
No, I hope it's a little boy. I hope it's a teenage boy. That's what I hope. And then they're going to go to school, and they're going to be like, guess what I did
today? Got him.
Yeah. Gavin thinks he's king of the phone scams. No, I'm king of the phone scams. And they go, high five, Noah. You really nailed it. He goes, yeah, king of the slams, am I right? And walks around with his hand held high until one teacher just goes, Noah, I said sit down.
And I swear to God, I will take your phone and you can't have it for the rest of the day. Your mom's going to have to come pick it up.
And they go, okay, Mr. Johnson Holster. And everybody goes, I got him again. King of the seventh grade. Am I right or am I right?
You are right.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You may not remember this, but this was the Hulk Hogan theme song, I guess, at one point or another. So Hulk Hogan's, I guess at this point, she would be the ex-widow.
Well, I think she'd just be the ex-wife now.
Ex-wife. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. She is pissed at the Emmy Awards. And the reason why is because he was not part of the In Memoriam. The In Memoriam, in case you don't know, is where they show all the people that died in the last year that was part of the industry. And she said, quote, WWF, at the top of the hour when he came on to wrestle, Hulk Hogan had the highest ratings on NBC, beating all other competition for that time slot 4 years. She made the suggestion that it was his support of Donald Trump that left him off. I think maybe it was because he was a racist, but more so, maybe it was the fact that wrestlers aren't part of the In Memoriam. And that's where we're at right now. What are your thoughts on this? 916-909-1065. Katie and I completely disagree. Kevin, I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean... I don't know why they would be left out. I mean, other than the fact that there'd be some every year. It's a tough lifestyle. But
right, yeah.
They're on TV. It's the Emmys. So why wouldn't they be included.
I think for the same reason that football players aren't included in the Emmy, in memoriam, because they're athletes. They're not actors. They're not producers. They're not writers. They're athletes. Is professional wrestling a sport or is it not a sport?
No, it's not a sport. It's a show.
I think professional professional wrestling fans try to make the argument that these are athletes. These are.
They are athletic. It is an athletic job, no doubt. But it is a show. It is scripted. It isn't a game. A sports team, like a football game, it's anything can happen. You know, they are competing against each other. Where in wrestling, they are performers.
So a text message we got into 916-909-1065 just says, get rid of the in memoriam segment altogether. I mean, it is kind of weird. They're like, and here they come. All of our dead.
Still dead.
It's a tribute. I think it's nice. You sit there during the Oscars and you just go, Oh, I forgot. Right.
That's every time. It's like, oh, that's right.
I don't know. I just think that if we're...
Okay, well, Do you personally think wrestling's a sport?
I think it is closer to a sport than it is closer to a show.
I think you just don't know enough about it then. Because there are producers, there are directors, there are script writers, there are costumers, there are lighting people, there are music directors. Like, how is that not a show?
I think because it's still an athletic competition,
okay,
I guess.
Think about, remember the show American Gladiators?
Yeah.
Okay, that was athleticism.
Right.
And I think they actually were competing against each other, and you didn't really know who was going to win.
It was like a game show.
But would you have called that a sport?
No, that was a game show. That was different. That was a game show. You had regular people competing for money.
But it had all of the elements of a show, right?
So do you think that Blaze should have been considered for the in memoriam segment?
Probably. Were they? I mean, was it somebody that was regularly on TV?
News people are regularly on TV, you know? But like Lester Holt, Sacramento's own, when he dies, probably shouldn't be part of in memoriam.
Is there a category for news at the Emmys?
No, but there's not a category for professional wrestling.
I mean, there's Kevin, categories for like cinema, like production and everything, right?
Where do you stand on this? Should a professional wrestler be part of an in memoriam?
Absolutely, especially when he had shows that he was like on TV a lot too.
What shows did he have? A show?
He had a show.
He did
about him and his family.
Oh,
Hogan or something like that.
Hogan Knows Best. Wasn't that it?
No, it was an actual show about him and his family. It was like a reality show behind the scenes.
I mean, that actually...
Hogan Knows Best. You were right.
I was right.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, they were on TV from 2005 to 2007.
Okay, so then that alone should get him in memoriam,
right?
Shouldn't it?
And then on top of that, WWE.
Was Ozzy Osbourne part of the in memoriam?
He probably should have been.
He should have been, yeah.
That was a very famous TV show.
Hmm.
Just like WWE is a very popular TV show.
Okay, so you're saying that like Junkyard Dog, like in other professional wrestlers, when they die, Iron Sheik should be part of the in memoriam.
But he didn't have his own show, Junkyard Dog.
No, okay. But they were on a show.
They were on a wrestling show.
What's
the reality show, I guess, is a good example.
I mean, what's the problem with them being, is it because they have a silly name?
Yes. But also the fact that like you're on TV so that you can do pile drivers and grind barbed wire across your forehead and like, you know, put your hand to your ear. I don't know. It just seems like that when you cross-reference that with like, I don't know, Noah Wiley's performance on The Pit seems a little debased.
I'm not saying that... that they should have necessarily won.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065 and said Ozzy was part of the in memoriam. Okay, if Ozzy was part of the in memoriam, then so should Hulk Hogan, minus the fact that he was racist.
Well, I'm here to tell you. Hold on. If you think your precious Mel Gibson isn't going to be part of the Oscars in memoriam when we lose him, you better say he shouldn't be right now.
That's a good point. All right, fine.
Because that guy is anti-Semitic.
I've never heard that word said with so much pizzazz.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
This is a game of concentration, no repeats or hesitations. All right, let's get right to it today, because we are playing for not just tickets to see the musical and Juliet. You get to see it with Katie, and you get to grab lunch at Pazza Notte before the show. That's all awesome. It's going to be on September 27th at the Safe Credit Performing Arts Center. And caller 17 is Maya. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
Who do you want playing for you?
Kevin.
Kevin,
yes,
great choice.
What a great choice.
All right, and any words of advice you want to give him?
I believe in you, Kevin. You got this.
Oh, my God. You're way better than yesterday.
That's a wow.
She didn't say anything, and I still won for her.
And good morning, Cameron. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And Katie is your contestant by default.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right, well, anything you want to say to Katie before we start?
Yes, let's go, Katie.
Let's
go.
All right, here we go. Both of our contestants are now on hold. Timer for 5 minutes starts right now. Are you both ready to play?
Okay, yes. Barely. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I am.
All right. First category. If you've never heard this, we go back and forth on categories until somebody repeats or hesitates or says something completely wrong. All right, here we go. Who would like to go first? Katie, you won yesterday, or two days ago, right?
No, I lost.
Oh, Katie lost. All right, so Katie, you're going to start this, okay?
Okay.
Reasons to give your kid money. Go.
Allowance.
Lunch money.
A field trip.
Gas money.
Their senior trip.
To go hang out with friends.
Graduation.
A birthday present.
Hesitation. There you go. Point.
Don't.
Point Kevin. All right.
I wasn't understanding what he was saying.
Katie starts this next one. All right, here we go. Summer outdoor activities. Go.
Golfing.
Swimming.
Fishing.
High kayaking.
I'll accept it.
Bocce ball.
Oh, now I'm going to buzz you.
Beach ball.
Now you're stalling. Beach ball.
I didn't want to get attacked by Katie, and I'm helping your feelings.
I didn't understand that. All right, here we go. Next category, Kevin, you're going to start this one off. Sounds hard, but it really shouldn't be too hard. Stephen King books. Go.
Transformers. Oh.
Transformers.
I don't read books. Two. Stephen King?
Yeah.
Pet Cemetery?
Pet Cemetery.
It.
Never heard of her.
The Shining.
Those are all movies.
Cujo.
They're based on books.
Wow.
Dumb.
I'm pissed. Why? I don't read, so how was I supposed to know?
You're right. Right. Our fault.
All right. 2 points to Katie. All right, here we go. Kevin, you start this one. Are you ready or are you just mad? What's going on? Okay, here we go.
I'm just waiting.
Mexican dishes.
Oh.
Go.
Tortillas.
Enchiladas.
Burrito.
Empanadas.
Tacos.
Tamales. I was trying to think of, what's that, horchata?
Oh, that's a drink.
You wouldn't count that. No, okay, no. But you did count tortillas as a meal.
I mean,
tortillas aside, it's like your dinner roll.
Uh-huh.
It does come as part of a dish.
Okay.
It's just a
no,
dish.
You could just eat tortillas by itself.
I mean, fat people, I guess. Like,
wow, that's rude.
You're just going to sit there and munch on a what are you, a
All
5-year-old?
All the Hispanics text in, is tortilla a Mexican dish?
I don't think you want people to text in.
Good, text in. I want to see.
All right, Katie, you're starting this one off. We're halfway through our time. We're playing for tickets to Katie's Ladies Lunch. Farm animals. Go.
Cow.
Pig.
Chicken.
Boar.
Rooster.
A sheep.
Goat.
Dog.
Cat.
There are cats on the farm?
Yeah, they catch the
when?
Mice. They catch the mice.
I've never seen a
There's
cat on a farm.
There's literally a thing called barn cats.
There's way more cats on a farm than boars. You're lucky I gave you
that. Yeah, he's been very generous
with
you today.
Wow, okay.
All right, Kevin, you're starting this one firmly in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Fast food restaurants. Go.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Popeyes.
Wendy's.
Arby's.
KFC.
Popeyes.
Oh. I think you said it back to back.
I'm so mad.
And with that, Katie is starting to pull ahead.
Good.
4-2.
Let her pull ahead.
Feels she's back, baby.
Is right. she?
Less than 90 seconds left. Here we go. Next
then hurry.
One. Kevin, start this one off. Excuses to give for calling off work.
I'm sick.
My dog died.
I'm tired.
I have a flat tire.
I have a mental health problem.
I lost my grandma.
I have a surgery.
Doctor's appointment.
I have to get my dentist appointment because the only thing booked was in the morning. What? That is true!
I have to get my dentist appointment.
Sometimes the dentist is only available in the morning, so you have to call out of work.
Why didn't you just say dental appointment?
I was trying to throw you off, but I guess long sentences get you buzzed.
You threw everybody off.
Did I?
All right. We got time for one more quick
one. I won't win anyways.
All right.
Because of bias.
Congratulations, Katie.
Bias.
Bias.
People haven't texted in about
the
tortillas.
The very first thing you said was kayak.
Hayak kayak. Yeah. That's what he said. Cameron, are you there?
I'm there.
All right. Congratulations. You're going to hang out with Katie on September 27th. Go see the musical and Juliet at the Save Credit Performing Arts Center. And you're going to grab lunch with her before the show.
Woot, woot, indeed.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$120 is the jackpot. That's her favorite number. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Do I have to sing it every time? What if I just kind of like freestyle prose it, you know?
Incredible.
Thank you. All right, we're going to Fair Oaks this morning. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for listening. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. Like I said, $120 is the jackpot. Are you ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. Question one. TikTok will, I have an update, by the way, on TikTok. It will be owned now by 80% Americans, which will be made up of three separate companies that are all allies and donors to Donald Trump. The algorithm will remain the same, according to sources, but you will have to download a new version of the app. Sorry, everybody. Spell the word algorithm.
Ooh, A-L-G-O-R-I-T-H-M.
Question two, breaking news. Cardi B is pregnant with baby number four. And yes, the father is her boyfriend, Stefon Diggs, who is an NFL player. What team does he play for? Is it the Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots, or LA Chargers?
The Patriots?
Okay. Question three, Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, has been formally charged with aggravated murder and possibly prosecutors will seek the death penalty. They also made text messages that they claim are to his roommate public, but there's speculation as to their credibility. Which form of the death penalty is no longer in America? Hanging, beheading, or firing squad?
Beheading?
Okay. Question four. Speaking of other accused murderers, there was some good news for Luigi Mangione yesterday. The man accused of murdering a healthcare CEO had two of the 11 charges against him thrown out by the judge because there was not enough evidence. True or false, the charges were terrorism.
True.
And finally, Coachella had its lineup released yesterday, and it was met with lukewarm reception. Some of the headliners, though, are Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, and Karol G. If tickets are $375 per day, and you buy a ticket for all 3 days, how much is that?
$1,125.
All right. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Jordan, what are we up to this morning?
Heading to work.
And where do you work?
I work for the Judicial Council of California.
The Judicial Council of... So you're a lawyer?
I am not. No, I am
you're a judge.
A recruiter.
Okay. All right. Your Honor. Thank
I'm
you.
Not,
for...
you're welcome.
Yeah. Katie, you're facing off against a Supreme Court justice this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that. All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Jordan.
Order.
I'll allow it. Coming up, here we go. You ready for your questions? Let's see how you do stacked up against Jordan. All right, defending $120. Question one, great news, Katie. Looks like TikTok's going to stay.
Okay.
Here are the details. TikTok will be owned now by 80% Americans. which will be made up of three separate companies. Those companies are allies and donors to Donald Trump.
Oh.
They said the algorithm will remain the same. Sure. But you'll have to download a new version of the app. Sorry.
Okay.
And we all know how much that sucks. Spell algorithm.
Oh, God. Okay. A-L-G... God. A... I had my pen. Sorry. A-L-G-E-R... Yeah, my brain froze.
Okay. It's A-L-G-O... R-I-T-H-M. Question two. Cardi B's pregnant!
Yes.
With baby number four, that's breaking news this morning. And yes, the father is her boyfriend, Stefon Diggs. He's an NFL player. What team does he play for? The Atlanta Falcons, the New England Patriots, or the LA Chargers?
Patriots.
Yeah. Question two, Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, has been formally charged in the state of Utah with aggravated murder, and he possibly could face the death penalty. They also, as part of the court filings, made text messages public to his roommate. There's speculation, however, about some of those text messages, their credibility.
Which, it's interesting, the people that are coming out and questioning it, too.
Yeah, it's like not one-sided.
It's not, yes.
It's kind of everybody.
It's not the people you'd expect it to come from.
Yeah, I mean, the text messages do kind of seem like if you were to ask AI to write some text messages.
Oh, that I thought it sounded like if you asked...
Like a 60-year-old...
Yeah,
white guy to could you write some text messages and pretend like... What does Gen Z talk like?
I mean, when it said, I have to retrieve my vehicle,
yeah.
I was like, whoop.
Yeah. Which form of the death penalty is no longer in America?
Okay.
Hanging, beheading, or firing squad?
Probably beheading. Was that ever something we did?
Probably at one point.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, firing squad and hanging, you can...
In 2010, someone was... put to death by firing squad in the state of Utah.
It's weird you know that.
Is it?
Question four. Speaking of accused murderers, there's good news for Luigi Mangione. He had two of his 11 charges thrown out by the judge due to lack of evidence. True or false, those charges were terrorism.
Two of them were terrorism?
Yeah, they were the ones that were thrown out. True or false?
Well, true. Yeah. I thought one was terrorism and one was something else.
I think they were both terrorism related.
Oh.
Question five. Coachella, the lineup came out yesterday. Some of the headliners, Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, but lukewarm reception on the lineup this year. If tickets are $375 per day and you buy a ticket for all 3 days, what's your total?
1,125.
Whoa!
This math question had some of my favorite multiplication in it.
Fives and what?
Threes, sevens, fives.
Oh, all right.
So all of it.
So all of it. Jordan, are you there?
I sure am.
Final score. Katie got four, but you got five.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Woohoo indeed. Jordan, congratulations. You won $120. How about that?
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
No, thank Katie.
And no, do not thank me for anything.
She got hung up on the word algorithm. That's what saved you today. Jordan, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am happy to say that I am smarter than Katie.
You sure are.
6:05 PM. It's the wake up call.
Fun Delivered is, if you're new to the show, a company out of Florida that sells unopened lost packages. I know what you're thinking. That can't be a business. It is. And it's actually a lot of fun. And we're friends with the ladies who own it. And if you ever want to try this on your own, just put in promo code WAKEUPCALL, all one word, for 10% off your total order. They sent us a brand new box, and we put some damage on this box already, but there's still
so much fun
shapes and colors in there, which is all we have to go on when you're looking at a box of mail packages and you don't know what's inside. Who would like to go first into the fun delivered box?
I always want to go first.
All right, you can go first. Now, last week you got some fake palms. Mm-hmm. You put them on top, and I like it. It's like we're on a desert island, and you're trying to hide the last of the food that we have.
That's so funny.
Now, she's diving into this box.
She's really digging in there.
And if you... Now, she picked something pretty quick, and that is not a Katie package.
No, and it has a lot of pieces, and I find that very concerning.
What a fun sound.
There's two boxes.
Sounds like a puzzle.
There's two boxes in the same package.
Give it a good shake again.
Okay. Oh, all right. Sounds fun.
Two boxes. And what is the shape of those boxes?
I mean, it looks literally exactly like a brick.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same size.
But there's two in there, so they're thin boxes.
They're two thin boxes stacked on top of
Do we think
other.
It's makeup, maybe?
Maybe. I mean...
That rustling sound is Kevin going through the box right now.
I had higher hopes until I picked it up and shook it.
Oh, okay. And last week, were you disappointed last week when you picked something out that looked like it was the shape and size of a whole leg of lamb, and then it turned out to be fake palm?
No, the only thing that made me disappointed was that it wasn't feathers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it could have been big feathers.
Yeah.
And instead it was big palms.
And this is part one, by the way. We're going to do part two in a second. Kevin, describe what you picked out.
Oh. My package looks very, like, astrological. It has two hands. One that's like a skeleton hand.
Oh.
And the other has, like, astrological signs
like
on it.
Oh, like palm reading.
Oh, yes. my God.
And there's a name on the back.
Tapestry Forest. So I'm going to guess it's something like a tapestry, but like
I think
nature.
It's a shirt, and that's just the name.
This is way too thick for a shirt.
Interesting.
So does it feel like fabric inside?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. What if it's a flag or something? Like, what if it was somebody who was a palm reader that bought a palm readings here flag or something?
Ooh. Oh, that would be fun. And then we could hang it up outside the studio and trick people into thinking we know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this really big one.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
It's very large, and it's wrapped. It's a white package, but wrapped in yellow tape, and really makes it look very suspicious. Like if I was a government worker and I came to work and I just saw this sitting at the door, I'd be like, alrighty, I'm going to go anywhere else.
It looks like the kind of box that you bring to your neighbor and go, I need you to hold this for me. Just don't ask any questions.
Right. There's something hard inside of it, though. It's not a fabric. And really, honestly, it's a very large box. It's, I don't know, maybe cube. It's not quite cube-shaped. It's rectangular, but it's 18 to 24 inches all the way around on all sides.
I'd say it's the size of a large purse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like one of those big Louis Vuittons that you see Karen's carrying around.
I have a Louis Vuitton.
Well, hold it up. You don't have the one I'm talking about. Oh, you do.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's part one. We're going to play some music, take a break, and then we're going to come back and open all these for fun delivered on the Wake Up Call.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
And it is time for part two of Fun Delivered. If you ever want to see any of this, and you do, text in the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Fun Delivers, where we open lost, unopened packages that ended up in this studio, courtesy of the company Fun Delivered. All right, Katie went first into the box. Do you want to go first opening, or should we make Kevin do it?
Let's make Kevin do it.
All right, okay. Kevin. Now, real fast, just to recap, Kevin's package is of a spooky nature.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a tarot card, and it's a big, thick fabric inside. We're going to find out what is in it, though.
See, it's definitely a is it a flag?
No, it's bigger than a shirt.
It's too heavy.
Is it a sweater?
No, it's a tapestry.
Wow, it really is.
I think it's a flag. I think it's a big blanket that you hang.
Here it comes.
Oh, Kevin.
Here comes the reveal.
Oh, my God. It's like you hang it behind you when you're doing, like, tarot readings on Zoom. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how?
How what?
I
think that you, like...
Kevin, there's, like, an eye in, like, a symbol.
It's to hang. It's just to hang on a wall so people know that you're spiritual.
It is spooky dookie is what it is.
Spooky.
Yeah.
You're a psychic.
Can I read palm?
Yes.
Yes, you can. That's all it takes.
This is all you needed to become a palm reader.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, sit down. Yeah, drape yourself in it.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
Okay, take Katie's hand.
Okay.
Give her a palm reading. All right. No, no, you can't close your eyes. You have to look at the palm.
Right. You're going to have a long life.
Ah! That's so exciting.
Wow.
Oh, that kind of delivery. He's a palm reader.
Yes.
Wow, Kevin.
This is beautiful.
Two palm-related openings 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
two very different kinds.
Want me to go?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay.
Wow.
So mine, again, looks like it's the size of a brick, but it's two boxes wrapped together.
Oh. Boy, you could feel the fun just get sucked out of the room there.
I think it's Roku's.
Oh.
Oh, it's a Roku stick.
I got two of them. They do appear to be off-brand Roku, which is not anything I've ever...
I thought Roku was off-brand.
It just says TV stick. It says it's a Google Play Assistant.
Do you want to toss me one?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
I don't think this is junk.
I don't think it is either. Wow.
That's not a bust.
No, not at all. This is pretty great. Here's the thing. Is this something that I can plug into my computer? Just a TV?
I probably just a TV, but we should probably find out. And that's good, because if you found a way to convert your computer at work into a full-on television...
I would... Guys, it would be done.
There would be a whole lot of, like, Katie! And then her lowering her headphones going, what?!
I would say to you, what I say to my kids, when I want them to leave me alone so I can watch one of my shows, I have to watch this for work.
My God. This isn't exciting for me.
Oh, God.
This might be very exciting for...
I should who? Pick that.
For me?
For you.
What is it?
Is it high God. Heels?
What no. is it?
It's Christmas related.
Uh-oh.
And... Oh, for a sec. Okay, this is...
What is it?
Why? You're killing us.
They're little light-up decorations.
Those are cute. You can make your own little Christmas town.
Oh, it's for a little Christmas village.
Hold on.
Oh my God. How many
There's
did we get?
Tons of them.
Yes!
Like, whoever was in charge of doing this... Like,
and are they all the same?
One, two...
Are they all the same?
I believe so.
Okay, that doesn't...
Oh, wait, that's... there's more in here.
Yeah.
Look at all these. Like,
the Christmas!
Look at them! Look at them! Oh! Look!
That is so
wait,
cute.
Wait, they
there's
do have different things
yeah,
on the outside.
They're different
is
design.
One of them zero? Oh,
yeah, one... No. They're all very traditional. This one is Frosty.
Frosty.
This is an angel.
Ooh.
Wow.
Blowing her trumpet. This is a deer.
Okay.
And what's in the last one?
And they
one?
Look like, how would you describe
church
them?
Church steeples.
They look like church steeples.
Oh, and
but
of
without
course,
the church.
The Yeah, yeah. And then the last, the big man himself, it's Santa.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Okay.
This was good. Oh.
May your days be merry and bright.
Yes. Now they will be because they light up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. We're going to save those and put them out when we decorate the studio.
Text in fun, FUN to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to give a shout out.
Oh, no.
And a round of applause.
Okay.
To the great state of California.
Oh, okay.
Why would we do?
The 2025 leading cities for quality of life came out.
Oh.
Best cities in America for quality of life. The top 15.
Yeah.
We have five of them.
Okay.
We have a third of the top 15 best cities for quality of life. How about that?
Okay, well, which cities are they?
The only one that's around here is Roseville.
Really?
Roseville, California came in at number 14 for quality of life.
And does it explain why?
It does. It's based on, obviously, whenever they do this, ton of stuff, such as economic stability, healthcare access, education, safety, affordable housing, the air quality or the cleanliness of the place. The number one, if you're curious about that, is a place called Newton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And then the highest a place in California got is Pleasanton, California.
Well, still not far.
Came in number four.
That's in the name, though.
Have you guys ever been to Pleasanton?
I don't know.
God, it's like a made-up town.
Is it?
It's so beautiful. Everything about it is beautiful. It's like in the Bay Area, and it's sandwiched between these like gorgeous green hills, and it's very, very nice. I'm proud of us.
Well, sure.
And I'm proud of Roseville. Sacramento came in at 155th.
Oh.
So, okay, well, not terrible. Out of how many? I mean, hundreds. I mean, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, it go up over 500.
I'm surprised Davis didn't.
I'm sure Davis is on here somewhere. I just can't find it.
You know, what's wrong with Rockland?
Well, I was going to ask you, are you going to take credit for Rockland? Because the city's Roseville. It's not Rockland.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not Lincoln.
Okay, but Roseville and Rockland, they're kind of kissing cousins. There are times when I am going to my Walgreens that is technically in Roseville, but it sure feels like I'm still in Rockland. It's just down the street. You know what I mean?
I know it's just down the street, but we ain't the same. You not like
why?
Us. You not like us.
Why? Go ahead, say it.
We're just overall better.
No. Why?
We have all the things that they were talking about here.
Okay.
We're better at economic stability.
What is that?
There's a lot more jobs in Roseville than there are in Rockland.
Okay.
Where are you going to work at strikes? You can't all work at strikes. A lot of you got to come to Roseville.
Okay.
We got a mall. We got the fountains.
Oh.
We've got that BJ's that's inexplicably always busy. We have all the business.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Healthcare access. We've got a hospital. You don't have a hospital. Education. I can't really answer that.
Okay.
Okay. We've got more. We've got more schools. There's more people.
So, okay. Is Rockland smaller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it considered bougier?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Safety, I don't know about that one. We'd have
I feel
to
get like a, we're doing fine.
We'd have to get a cop on the phone for that one. We should get a cop. Who is more crime, Roseville or Rockland?
I feel like we could just look that up. Get on the wire. I don't know. I don't know what they call it, but
We'll just get a CB radio and just ask them.
Nine or three, two.
Now here's the only thing that's gonna throw this for a loop.
Okay.
Granite Bay.
Does what about it?
It's a kissing cousin of Roseville, too.
Yeah, different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, Granite Bay used to be like us, okay? Mm-hmm. Granite Bay, we used to be able to sit around the campfire at our grandma's house.
Yeah.
And when we were young and we'd run around and we'd pick blackberries, but then they married into money.
Yes.
And ever since then.
They ain't
They're
the
just
same.
Different.
Yeah, you're not the same.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is a Roseville exclusivity. Congratulations to Roseville coming in 14th for the quality of life. Kevin, I apologize. Like Elk Grove is nowhere to be
it's
seen.
Fine,
I'm sure they're on there somewhere.
Elk Grove doesn't like to participate in these surveys.
But there's like 700 cities. So I don't know. Sacramento again, number 155. So anyway, though. Congratulations, California.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I found something in the news that I want to run by you guys. Did you ever hear of the Sichuan province of China?
Yes.
Do you know why the Sichuan province is internationally known?
Because of the food?
Because of the
spices.
Because
okay.
of the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little suspicious that this study comes from the Sichuan province of China. However, new research has proven that people who consume spicy food regularly have now have a lower risk of heart disease. And I am somebody that consumes spicy food regularly.
Uh-huh.
And I have been told for years that I am a heart disease risk because I eat spicy food. It's not good for your blood pressure. I was even told to cut sriracha out of my diet at one point.
That's right. That's right.
Pick a lane.
Well, okay. Hold on. We can't be mad when we learn more.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So as we keep advancing, as we keep learning, sometimes we're finding that, okay, now that we actually crunch this number and carry the one, maybe it's not what we thought it was. And that is okay.
Especially if it fits what you like to do in your lifestyle a lot more. But I'm just saying, this is a complete 180 than what I've been told for. It says those that eat spicy food 6 to 7 days or 6 to 7 times a week. That's me. Have reduced rates of heart disease and cerebrovascular diseases. Okay, like stroke and stuff like that. Compared to infrequent consumers of spicy food. All right. How's it feel now, Katie, to be the heart disease risk?
Okay.
Oh, the shoe's on the other foot.
You know, I think that there might be this study might be a little misleading in that it is not explaining what spicy food they're referring to, because there are lots and lots of very spicy foods that are absolutely horrible for you.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I mean, if you are consuming devil hot chicken wings,
yes,
that you're drinking a gallon of ranch with,
yes,
I think that that's probably undoing whatever benefits the spiciness, which that's also doesn't make any sense.
That's probably true.
Why would spiciness...
Well, I'll tell you. Okay. It says here, the active compound capsaicin in chili peppers stimulates sensors in nerves and blood vessel linings, boosting nitric oxide production that relaxes blood vessels and improves blood flows. Okay, there you go. Italian studies. Oh, now we're international.
Okay.
We started in China. Now we're in Italy. Italian studies by researchers showed similar cardiovascular benefits from chili pepper consumption, exceeding 4 times weekly, as well as cerebrovascular benefits as well. I'll tell you this. My father, stroke survivor.
Yeah.
Hates spicy food. Never once, couldn't stand it. Thinks pepper spicy.
This is unfair.
Sorry.
Because liking spicy food isn't a choice.
That's true.
It's something you can do or not do.
Like eating broccoli.
No, you can eat broccoli even if you don't like it. It doesn't hurt you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is more like the study of all of a sudden we found out like a good way to stave off skin cancer is to get all the sun you can with no sunscreen.
Right.
Katie just couldn't do that.
Right, exactly.
It would hurt her.
Right. Thank you. What a great analogy.
Right, right. It's just not fair.
I say that every day.
Sorry. Is there any spicy food you can handle?
I can handle very small amounts of spice, but like I couldn't like put a bunch of sriracha over my food and then just eat it. I got a...
That's almost every meal I eat.
I had... I did buy it from a gas station. But there's a deli in the gas station.
Right.
It's
more like there's a gas station in the deli.
Yeah. Forward thinking. A croissant sandwich that was like tuna salad.
Hmm.
And I was like, this looks so delicious. And it was.
Okay.
But they chopped up a little bit of jalapeno in it.
Okay.
Not even a little, a lot.
All right.
And every bite hurt me. And I was so sad because it was a very, very good little sandwich. And like, it wasn't too much. It was like one half of the croissant.
Yeah. But that was the day that you were so far away from heart attack and stroke. You couldn't even, you couldn't even see it anymore.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we all know that a dog is man's best friend. But turns out it's also a woman's best friend. How about that?
Well, sure.
Who saw that coming? And we've got a story here from a woman in Florida, specifically from the town Lando Lakes, which I think is so funny.
Adorable.
Like, imagine if there was a town called Hidden Valley.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, there probably is. And she has a dog, a Shih Tzu. and a 5-foot alligator grabbed that dog during a walk near a creek by their home. And what did this woman do? This woman named Danny. She jumped into the water. She wrestled the 5-foot alligator.
What?
And punched it in the eyeball.
Okay.
And it let go of the dog. She wow. managed to flip the alligator onto its back, what? Allowing both her and the dog to escape. Unbelievable. Now, she warned other pet owners, just be careful with your dogs. You know, these alligators, they're no joke. That's what she said. Okay, well, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Daddy.
Cool. Maybe maybe get out of Florida. I don't know. live in society with the rest of us. But I will say this. This is a detail that I find very interesting about this story. Because, okay. No doubt, incredible story.
Sure, sure.
That dog was only 4 months old. Okay. She... Even if she was there for the birth of that dog, which I highly doubt, okay. She only knew that dog for 4 months.
Okay, but that means it's only 4 months old. It's a baby.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
But would you risk your life for a dog that you just met?
Well,
Or think that you agree with me, call right now, 916-909-1065.
I think just instinctively, I would probably, for maybe not all my pets, but...
Not all your pets?
Well, I mean, Oscar's on its way out. Like,
so you wouldn't now, but Oscar in his prime?
Yeah, yeah. If they were puppies, come on, that's just a baby.
This is why we worry about you. The future of the show would be put at risk because of a dog that you just met.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it for Fozzie. I mean, I do it for Fozzie now. Well, actually, I don't even know if I do it for Fozzie now. And
what?
I love Fozzie. I got kids to worry about. I'm going to risk the life. I'm going to risk a life of trauma for my children to save my dog?
But if an alligator eats your dog, you don't think that they're going to have trauma from that?
Oh, the kids are there watching this?
Well, they're going to wonder where Fozzie went.
Well, I'll tell them. He ran away. He went to heaven.
Oh, he ran away to heaven?
He went to Land of Lakes. Sounds magical.
Kevin, what would you do?
I would save the dog.
Even if you only knew the dog for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, I have a big heart.
That's true, you do. You don't have strong fists, but you do have a big heart.
I'm a black belt. I could take a gator.
You think you could? A 5-foot gator?
This is a small gator, too. She could flip him on the back.
5-foot long gator's not small.
5 foot is as tall as me.
That's right. A lot of tail, too.
I could take me.
The tail whips around and stuff like that.
That's true.
916-909-1065. Okay, Starlight, your name is Starlight?
Yes.
That's amazing. Is that like on your license? That your real legal name is Starlight?
Yes.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, Starlight. So how long would you have to know a dog or any pet before you'd risk your life for it?
Well, I brought my dog home when he was only like 8 weeks, and that was the first day where I said, I'm going to give my whole life to him.
Oh.
Your kid. So knowing your dog for only hours, you would have risked your life for your dog.
Yeah, because I decided to bring him home with me.
Okay, so do you have kids? Human kids?
I don't. I'm okay. A single dog mom.
Dog mom. Okay, so I do feel like people that don't have human kids are going to be more likely to do this.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? What did you name your dog?
Yeah.
The name?
Yeah.
Sparky.
Sparky and Starlight.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Fabulous. Starlight, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Well, there's some people that have texted in to 909-1065. I would risk my life the day we brought our puppy home.
Yeah, that's what Starlight's saying.
That's, I mean, it just, I don't know. Somebody else is calling me on my BS saying, like, you absolutely would risk your life for the dog.
I think you also wouldn't even think about it. I think you'd just act.
Maybe. And maybe if I did have time to think about it, I'd be like, ugh. Like, maybe if it was a different situation where, like, my dog, not my my dog now, but like I only knew my dog for like a month or something like that.
I don't know. You were very excited about that dog when it came into your life.
But if I was like, if I saw the dog in the house and there was like a bomb with like a ticking number on it and there was only like 45 seconds left, which is just enough time to really process what's going on, I'd be like, oh, man.
I feel like if it was a bomb, I'd be like, I'll get another dog.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.